Alabama's land-grant university presents Auburn University Profiles. This weekday program spotlights the people, ideas, and events that make Auburn University an exciting place. Today, Mike Opitz talks with Leo Camo of the Auburn University Department of Theater. Mr. Camo and Mike Opitz discuss the plays of the playwright Arthur Coppett.
We have with us at this time Mr. Leo Camo, assistant professor in the drama department on the campus of Auburn University. Mr. Camo, what do you think about some of the plays by Coppett?
By Coppett?
Right.
Well, his most famous play, you know, Oh Dad, Poor Dad, I'd like to do that. I've seen some very, very good cuttings of the play. There's a tremendous killing scene in it, where the young boy kills the girl, you know, and covers her up. He buries her on top of the bed. And I've seen some very exciting theater done with this scene, and I would like to see this play done. How about you?
Well, why don't you do it, Leo? I mean,
would it be anything like the movie,
Leo?
The play is very much like the movie, yes. It is a very, very close adaptation of the play.
I've seen quite a few plays that vary greatly from the movie because of the setting, the script, so forth, and lack of available actors, etc. But you wouldn't have this problem in this particular play.
No. The play sticks very close.
Yeah, I think essentially it's a literary vehicle. It's not like things like Barefoot in the Park or The Odd Couple, which are essentially, I think, non-literary vehicles. They've got to be tricked up, you know, with all the trappings of Hollywood before they think they'll work as movies. Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet and I'm Feeling So Sad is literary, and it doesn't need a great deal of trapping up. It's just that simple.
Well, do you think we could pin you down here to say that would be the next play?
No.
No, we will not do.
Not be pinned down.
We will not be pinned down on Oh Dad, Poor Dad. We will be pinned down on a Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which Mr. Camo here is going to direct. In addition, further than that, we will not be pinned down because we are still in the position of putting together our season for 68-69. We have some new incoming faculty members who have expressed a desire to do all sorts of things. Pirandello, for example, is one young man who's very much interested in doing Enrico IV by Pirandello, which is something that this community has never seen. And we may go in that direction. We've talked about Coriolanus. We've talked about The Caretaker. We've talked about The Night of the Burning Pestle. We've talked about Oh, What a Lovely War. We've talked about Lysistrata. But we have Slow Dance on the Killing Ground. But we are not about to be nailed down at this stage in the game.
Mr. Camo, what are some of the problems you encounter in your performance in Crap's Last Tape as being a pantomime?
Some of the problems, well, I've done this play several times, and the last time I did this play, I haven't told Dr. Campbell yet, but the last time I did this play, the biggest problem happened on stage during a performance. I never thought it would, but the tape recorder wouldn't work.
Oh.
And it's fine, because half the play is on tape.
Precisely.
Thank you, Mike Opitz, for bringing us this conversation with Leo Camo of the Auburn University Department of Theater. Tomorrow's program will profile another person, idea, or event that makes Auburn University an exciting place. Auburn University Profiles has been produced by the Radio and Television Service of the Department of University Relations. Until Friday at this same time, this is James Jamin speaking from the campus of Auburn University.